appreciating today, that water is a coveted natural resource that only increases in value, and it's an asset that should be preserved. The sale of water assets is again before the City Council, as you're being asked to sell the Patton Brook well in Southington. Now, Mr. Ostapchik listed in great detail some of the financial implications of this sale, and I think he's right. So I just want to divert for a minute and just talk about the public policy implications of this. You know, you have an asset and you have a commodity. The water is the commodity. No one has a problem with selling the commodity through a lease. Sell the commodity. Do not sell the asset, which is the well, which will always be a potential asset for the city of New Britain and for all of Central Connecticut. If you leased that well and the people in Southington paid the same rate as the users in Berlin are paying, you would be generating $1.7 million a year, which is far in excess of what you're planning to sell the well for, which calls into question the sale price of the well. And I agree with some of the other speakers who spoke early. Even if the sale value were three or four times higher, I would oppose selling an asset, a public asset. It's much too valuable to the city's future. So a debate over the cost of a lease is fair and proper and should be the subject of negotiations between the City of New Britain and Southington, but what you should not be considering is the sale of the well itself. This is a resource that has value today and will continue to have increasing value in the future. And when a commodity is water, it can be shared with a neighboring town at a fair rate. There is no good reason whatsoever why New Britain should be giving away this valuable asset for next to nothing. City leaders, you all members of the council, need to recognize your responsibility as stewards of our resources. And as city councils and mayors have done throughout our history, you should protect these resources for future generations. Thank you very much. Chairman, I'll leave a copy of this here for the record. I might add that we never found it necessary to sell these assets during the Great Depression or the recent recessions, so it's hard for me to understand why we need to sell it now. Thank you again.
Thank you. John McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Solano and members of the council. John McNamara, 56 Brighton Street. I'm here to urge the council to obtain, as others have said, an accurate and appropriate value for the Patton Brook well before any consideration is given to selling it or leasing it, which is preferable. Unfortunately, statements by Mr. Bly have diminished the value of Patton Brook in the public eye as if it was a used piece of furniture to put in a tag sale. I don't believe he has any justification, if he knows anything about the value of water, and I think he does, for this $1 million price. Patton Brook was acquired more than 65 years ago, and it is an important and valuable component of New Britain's water supply. Delighted to hear about Bristol, and Bristol isn't the only asset we have in terms of water resources, but what does the Bristol discussion have to do with the value of Patton Brook well, which is before you tonight? And that's what you have to determine. First question is, why is the price now lower by $200,000 at least than it was 2 years ago in 2014 when it came before the council? Patton Brook is a plentiful water supply, excuse me, and we have to determine the real value of Patton Brook well in its capacity to produce potable water for businesses and residents. And I think you've given some numbers before about the value of that, and I've looked at numbers at the MDC and what they pay per 100 cubic feet. Connecticut Water, which serves Farmington, it's on the order of $5.91, but it translates into millions of dollars, not $1 million, in terms of what ratepayers pay every year, let alone what a well is worth over a period of time. So I'd urge you to, in the committee, to actually put it to Mr. Bly, what is the basis, as others have said, of $1 million now, $1.2 million 2 years ago, and get a justification before you act on this tonight in committee or on Wednesday in the council. There's no question that Britain's water supply is a resource that needs to be shared regionally, and Patton Brook, either leased or sold, is the best vehicle to address something that is a rather desperate situation. But the situation requires New Britain officials who serve a financially distressed city, their people, of 72,000, to obtain a fair price or lease price to address its own water needs. The $1 million sale price is neither fair nor reasonable, and given what Mayor Stewart is proposing to irrevocably give it up at a lower price, that does not represent Patton Brook's actual worth. I urge you to not sell and determine the actual value of Patton Brook. Thank you.
Thank you. Don Crockett.
My name's Don Crockett. I live at 195 Hartford Road. Earlier, at the start of this meeting, I sent you a PDF file, which contains four pages that I'll now work my way through. The first one is, why is Gilbert Bly conflicted about the status of New Britain's water supply? We heard Mr. Bly speak tonight about all the resources, water resources that New Britain has and how it meets the city's 100-year drought criteria. However, in February 17th, when discussing the Tilcon Quarry expansion, and this is from the Herald, Gilbert Bly, Deputy Director of the City's Public Works Department, said the proposal was resurrected because, like in 2007 water levels last year, concerned officials as the Shuttle Meadow Reservoir experienced a recurring interval of going in and out of water supply droughts. So why is Mr. Bly conflicted? When it comes to the well, no problems. When it comes to Tilcon, we need water. And on the second page, I actually did a search on 411.com, which is a great resource if you're looking for telephone numbers or people's address. I did a search for Gilbert Bly. Gilbert Bly lives at 115 Hemlock Drive, Southington, Connecticut. Mr. Bly has a conflict of interest on this issue. If he was in corporate world, or if he was on this council, he would have to recuse himself. So given that he's given two accounts of the status of the water supply, which should we believe? I personally believe it's the story as far as that we should be concerned about our water supply, that we are in a state of drought right now, and that with the status of or the threats of global climate change, we don't really know what our water supply situation is going to be. So the next question is, does Southington need water? And the question is answered absolutely. Right now, they are on a mandatory water restriction because of unusual warm weather conditions and the lack of rainfall. So they need water. So when they tell us that they do not plan to renew the lease, but they'll buy the well, that's bluffing. They are bluffing. They need the water. If we weren't potentially proposing to sell the well, they would be more than interested in leasing the water from the Patton Brook because it is right there where they need the water. Bristol, how are you going to get the water from Bristol to Southington? You're going to have to pay money for that. So, and I'm out of time, but I would just like to say that there's a complaints about the cost that it would take to reactivate the well, $1 million. If we could just get the lease rate we were getting before, $100,000 a year, that's a 10% return on the investment. Tell me where you can get a 10%, reliable 10% return on the investment. I think about Frederick T. Stanley, first mayor, first to recognize the need
for
a reservoir.
You are a repeat offender, you know that.
And when people in 50 to 100 years look back, how will residents assess your tenure as stewards of the city's water assets?
Thank you, Mr. Crockett. You are a repeat offender. I apologize for that. It's always a welcome to have you here, though. So you do come back, and I'm sure you will. That concludes those who have actually signed up for the public hearing. Is there anyone who else would like to speak?
I did sign up. I might have missed.
listed. Margaret Miner. I apologize. Margaret Miner skipped through. I do apologize. Come on up. You're in the middle of the fray here. I think it has to do with my progressives, actually. I think that is the only one that's actually done that. Just for a note, I'm sorry, just for a note that people, we will accept people who have not signed up. We just want to be able to make sure that we cover those first, and we'll get your names and address later. Thank you, Ms. Miner. Again, I do apologize.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. I'm Margaret Miner, and M-I-N-E-R, Rivers Alliance of Connecticut. The office is on 7 West Street, Litchfield. I brought some... I hoped to email it, but I brought some extra copies of testimony. So that you can have your very own. Mostly we work on water policy, sometimes problems in the field. There are at this moment three studies that are involving New Britain prominently. That's the state comprehensive water plan, which is underway, the Water Utility Coordinating Committee, which New Britain Water is a very important member, and the Tilcon study. And if you read the tasks for each of those studies, they're almost identical. So I've been trying to ascertain what is New Britain's sort of strategic water policy. Where do they want to be? Why not wait for some of these other studies to sort themselves out? Another issue, not exactly policy, but we also run a sort of helpline. And last year we had a call from Trout Unlimited and some other people. This is Coppermine Brook in December, pumped absolutely dry. Bristol contributed. Bristol says it was mostly New Britain. New Britain says it was mostly Bristol. But there are two cities with well fields there. So DEP was down there. So people around the state are looking, how can we deal with something like this? And so I conclude New Britain needs some more water so it doesn't have to pump this stream dry. Gentleman who spoke before me, Mr. Crockett, went through some of the confusions. I sometimes get the impression you need more water. No, you need less. Tilcon, you could argue both ways. You're willing to give up some water security to get a small reservoir later. So in terms of policy, I'm just asking to kind of think through the value, and I recommend that in the future, it's probably given what other towns are looking at and trying to do, it's probably better to be a water seller than a water buyer. You don't want to get stuck in that latter position, and you shouldn't, because you have a great water utility and water resources. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Miner. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to be able to speak before public participation? Please come forward.
Please
state your name and your address,
Vito Previti,
please.
632 Stanley Street, 66 Barn Street. My issue is here. The price obviously is wrong, but here's the issue. Once you sell this property to Southington, you have no control of what they do with it, period. They will go through the state. They will redrill. They will go wider. They will go deeper. They will cause a fracture. That will diminish our water supply. They will be right in the middle of this. You guys need to take consideration that this is all possible. You know what I mean? As far as us having control of the water, you put them in the middle, they can control the water. We know that that well doesn't have enough water for them. You think they're going to keep it like that like it is if we sell it to them? Of course not. They're going to make it work for them. And you guys will have no control. The state of Connecticut will. Something to think about, guys, here. Really, really think about this. You know they're going to redrill this well. A fracture will only slow down the water feed that goes to our reservoir. It's not going to drain our reservoir because they're going to have to go really deep. But a fracture can slow the water to our reservoir and feed that well faster than you can imagine. So we need to do our homework first. Get somebody in there that knows what they're talking about. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the audience would like to speak, please come forward. Yes, I'm next.
Hi, my name is Bob McGuire. I've lived in the city about 30 years. My first job out of college was working for the MDC, so I learned a little bit about water. I couldn't say anything more.
Address.
17 Woodbine Street. I couldn't be any more articulate than Mr. Crockett. So I won't belabor this, but as a layman who just reads magazines, watches TV, this doesn't sound good. This does not sound good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Rick Lopes, 208 South Mountain Drive, New Britain, Connecticut. I'm also the state representative, 24th District. Going last, I get to go quick because I can't emphasize how good the testimony was before me, and I agree with almost all of it. It's a bad policy issue. Financially, as many of you see, I posted and I wrote letters to the editor. I think I posted on Facebook. I think financially it's a horrible deal. This thing can make more money than what we're going to sell for. The sale is permanent. Once it's gone, it's gone. That's a bad financial deal for the city of New Britain. And so everyone else said the same things. The only thing I want to add is I am seriously concerned about larger trends of policy decision-making in the city. You know, 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, we tried to sell the Tilcon Quarry to Tilcon. That was an absolute disaster. It blew up in our face, and it didn't go. Then there's another effort. It was defeated, but there's now another effort to try to sell it again to Tilcon. There was an effort to sell the Patton Brook Well. It was defeated. Yet, here it comes back again. There is, you know, at a certain point, we're going to keep having to defeat these things over and over and over. They're bad ideas. They've been defeated. They should stay down. They benefit the city in no way at all. $1 million of an asset sold 30 years from now is absolutely forgettable. And that's one thing we have to keep in mind. So hopefully you delay this decision, think it through, figure out a better price, or a lease, as everyone advocates for. I think it's a better idea. And good luck.
Thank you. Is there any other member of the audience would like to speak? Any other member of the audience would like to speak? Is there any other member of the audience that would like to speak? Seeing none, that we consider this public hearing to be closed at 7:53 p.m. Thank you very much. We will go to some council comments, but as all, we're moving into our planning, housing, and zoning meeting immediately after. Thank you. If any of the council members at this point, we usually request if they have any comments. I'm sorry, Alderman Spelly.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Chairman, to the audience members who are here, thank you all for speaking. I would like to ask that if you did publicly speak, that you do plan to stick around for the PZ&H meeting. Some of the questions could possibly be answered during that meeting that were proposed here. We can't call up department heads or people to ask questions during this portion of the meeting. We are happy to answer your questions as best we can during the PZ&H meeting. Thank you.
Any other council members have any comments? I would like to reiterate what Alderman Spendley did say. Very often we have public hearings, and often, more often than not, my position is that citizens end up leaving. They don't stay for where the work gets done, where the comments are made. So I certainly encourage you to be able to do so. Thank you very much.